This morning, I would like to talk about the Buddhist vow, B-O-W. we have special verse. When you bow to Buddha, Bodhisattvas, to the teachers, and all living beings, we chant this verse. I translated, so let me first read. Bower, B-O-W-E-R, bower, and what is bowed are empty by nature. The bodies of oneself and another are not two. I bow with all living beings to attain liberation, to emanate the unsurpassed mind, and return to boundless truth. Bower and what is bowed. Bower means the person, bowing person. The bower and what is bowed are empty by nature. The bodies of oneself and another are not two. I bow with all living beings to attain liberation, to emanate the unsurpassed mind, and return to boundless truth. And this is the bowing verse. Also, simply we express our deepest feeling of respect to the Bodhisattva, saying in Japanese, shōshō sese chigu chōdai. This is simple expression instead of chanting the bowing verse. Shōshō sese means, let me say in English, accepting the rare opportunity with the deepest respect through countless lives in an immensely long span of time. This is when you bow to Buddha, the Bodhisattva, you can chant in your heart, saying, accepting this rare opportunity with deepest respect through countless lives in an immensely long spans of time. This is a simple expression, our deepest the appreciation to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. The practice bow may be difficult for you because there are two reasons. One reason is that you don't have such a cultural background. You have never experienced. Secondly, Western way of lifestyle is based on individualism for a long, long time. Regardless of whether you understand it or not, if you study the history of Western life, Western world, I think you can realize it. But lately, not only the Western people, anyway, all human beings, anyway, love so much individualism. When civilization has been developed, naturally, we love it. We don't care, it's others' life, anyway. But anyway, your background is really based on individualism, okay? I don't mean it is wrong or good, okay? Wrong or bad, right or wrong, okay? So, from this point, I think it is very difficult for you to practice bow. But I want to say the meaning of the bow open not only to the particular person who has particular cultural background, but everyone who are beyond cultural backgrounds or races or ideas, whatever it is. This is very important for us, particularly our days. So that's what I want to say today. So simple meaning of the bow is the two meaning. Okay. One is you have to throw away your body and mind to whole universe. Okay. First, this is first. Secondly, it simultaneously brings you to deepen your life. Two meaning. First, you have to throw your body and mind away to whole universe. We call Gotai Toji. If you go to the Eastern Asia, Burma, Ceylon, Thailand, still you can see this practice that the monks and peoples always throw their bodies to the earth. Okay? In front of the Buddha image, inside of the temple or outside of the temple. Anyway, they throw themselves away to the whole ground, to the ground. That is the deepest appreciation toward Buddha. So, the first point, you have to do this one. That is a little difficult for us because you have to throw your egocentric ideas. You have to throw all things what you have had anyway to whole universe. Instead of asking what it means or the reason why you have to do this. That is a little difficult because of itself comes first. If you make a certain question, what it means, immediately self comes first. It which means you see something in terms of the self. That's why question come up. What it means. And also, you want to know the reason why you have to do this. This is a conscious world which occurs, which we always make questions. Seeing something objectively, always objective, we trying to know. This is our conscious world. Okay? But reality, human life in true reality is very emergency case, very emergency. No excuse. Because you have, instead of asking what it means or the reason why you have to do, you have to know how to behave, how to be present, how to be, to manifest yourself now, how to act right now, in the immediate present. This is emergency case. There is no space for you to poke your head into it. What should I do? What it means? No excuse. You have to do immediate harm. But there is no space to ask even how. Immediate how means to behave right now. For instance, someone, your friends, your children, and your mothers and fathers become sick. What should you do? Immediately you have to do something. So this is very emergency case. So I think in that emergency case, what you have to do is to throw yourself, to throw your body and mind into immediate present. Okay? Just like pushing the button of the TV set. Okay? Just push. Then, next. Secondly, your life is deepened. To deepen means to taste all living beings, okay? All living beings as quality of your life and contents of your life, okay? That's why we say to realize the presence of all living beings. So to deepen means not only the, your life, but at the contents of your life, there are many beings exist which are tasted with your body and mind, not idealistically. Okay? Idealistically also important, but you have to practice it. Means you have to behave how to do now. Okay? In the emergency case, you have to take care of your parents who become sick. At that time, your mothers, your fathers are not the particular person separate from you. Parents' lives are exactly interfused into your life, okay? Immediately, before you poke your head into it, who she is or who, what the reason why you have to behave like this, complete, because your parents are nothing but contents of your life. So that's why immediately the contents of your life, the manifest is manifested as compassionate behavior, naturally. This is your action, very refined actions, so you can take care of it. So that is a deepen personality, to deepen your life, is exactly not to think just the individual life alone, but also you have to think, you know, all living beings, until and taste all living beings as a contents of your life, quality of your life. At that time, all living beings come into your heart and your life. That's why your life becomes very deep. But if you often think of your life only, it's very narrow, very narrow. Even though you do Zazen and you understand very much about you and you become a calm, but still there is a narrow, because you cannot live with all living beings in peace and harmony, sharing your life with the people, with the trees, birds, etc. So still there is a narrow individual understanding there. Okay. So this is a simple meaning. Okay. So even though it is very hard for you to bow to Buddha or Bodhisattva or teacher or your parents and brothers, anyway, you have to do this because this is very important for all living beings, particularly in our days. Okay. There is Dogen Zenji mentions in the chapter of Jisho Zammai, realization in itself, samadhi. The samadhi of realization in itself. Jisho Zammai, he mentions about this. What spirit you should have when you bow? What is the contents of bow? Okay. Let me read first. A little bit difficult to understand, okay, but it's very beautiful, the statement for us. Speaking of and listening to the Dharma means the truth, okay? Or, in other words, coexistent place where all animate or inanimate beings live together in peace and harmony. This is called coexistent place. Simply speaking, we name it as the truth, etc. Okay, Dharma, we say here. Speaking of that and listening to the Dharma with each single body, life after life, is listening to the Dharma age after age. We listen to the Dharma in this world that has been correctly transmitted. Since we live in the Dharma and die in the Dharma, we are able to transmit the Dharma correctly within the whole world in the 10 directions. To listen to it, life after life and to practice it with each single body. Since life after life is made to manifest as the Dharma in the immediate present, and each single body is made as the Dharma. A single dust and the Dharma world are taken up and manifest the Dharma. Okay. 4 points there. First point, speaking of and listening to the Dharma with each single body, life after life. Anyway, if you want to know, or if you want to taste the meaning of the Dharma, meaning of the whole universe, you have used very often, whole universe or the truth, whatever. If you want to know, if you want to taste it, speaking it up, or listening to it, at that time you have to use your life, okay? Not only this life, life after this life, life after next life. Means life after life. You have to spend your energy of your life. The life after life. I mentioned before, it is the countless lives in an immensely long span of time. Okay? This is called life after life, age after age. So, there is a huge span of time, huge span of space. So, if you want to know, or if you want to taste the truth, you have to spend your energy of life after life, age after age. Okay? Otherwise, you don't know. Because in the whole world, in the universe, countless beings, what you will have to understand it, understand, exist, anyway exist, many beings. So the span of this lifetime is not good enough long, because countless beings exist. You cannot ignore it. So you have to learn it. That is called to learn the truth, or to listen to, or to speak up the truth. Alright? So that's why he says, speaking of and listening to the Dharma with each single body, life after life, is listen to the Dharma age after age. Means if you listen, if you practice, or if you listen to this Dharma with this attitude, at that time you can listen to the Dharma truth. Okay. Age after age means after the beginning of the world, or before the beginning of the world. Anyway, you can listen to. So in other words, you can listen to eternal past and also eternal future. You can listen to it. This is a real spirit of the Bao. Okay? Otherwise, you cannot practice Bao to the Buddha. Why? We don't understand it. No matter how long you ask the reason why, we don't. Okay? So if you have this kind of attitude, naturally there's something inspire you to do this. Okay? Because you can listen to eternal past, eternal future. Okay? So that's why he says, speaking of and listening to the Dharma with single body, each single body, life after life, is listening to the Dharma age after age. Okay? Naturally. It's not necessary to know the beginning of the world. Naturally, you can see, you can listen to the sound of the beginning of the world, or before the world begins. Naturally. So this is the first point. Second point, what is a Dharma you have to listen to? Okay? He says, we listen to the Dharma in this lifetime that has been correctly transmitted. So the truth you are listening to, is not the truth what you know now in your lifetime, but that truth anyway has been transmitted from the beginningless of the world. So this is a Dharma, this is a truth. How do you know? How do you know the meaning of the Dharma? How do you taste meaning of the Dharma overnight? Or spending your energy in your only in your lifetime? You cannot do it. So that's why, what is a Dharma? He mentions about this. That is the second point. The third point, since we live in the Dharma and die in the Dharma, because Dharma is the truth which has been transmitted from the beginningless age. Okay? So, your life is where? Where is your life? Your life is right in the middle, in the flow of the Dharma, in the flow of the truth. So that's why he says, since we live in the Dharma, we live in the Dharma, we die in the Dharma, we are able to transmit the Dharma correctly within the whole world in the 10 directions. That's what we can transmit. We can transmit correctly the truth. Truth within the whole world in the 10 directions. That's why whoever you are, you can transmit. Transmit the Dharma. Means, how do you know the Dharma? Through your human life. In other words, the depths of human life. When you know the depths of human life, naturally, you can transmit the depth of human life to next generations, naturally. This is our responsibility for us. Okay. So that's why, since we live in the Dharma and die in the Dharma, we are able to transmit the Dharma correctly within the whole world in the 10 directions. Whole world means according to Dogen, whole world in the 10 direction is the non-ceasing of pursuing things as oneself, pursuing oneself as thing. This is called the whole world in the 10 directions. You use very much universe. What is a universe? Universe is something that is something scientific, imagination, separate from you, because you have never seen. And also it is a pretty abstract, so you don't taste it directly. But you use so much whole world, universe and the whole world, but you don't know what it is. That's why Dogen Zenji says, whole universe in the 10 directions is the non-ceasing of pursuing the things as oneself, pursuing oneself as things. Means you and I always pursuing, means interfusing, interconnected, constantly. That function or activities are going endlessly. That's why unceasingly it's going constantly. So you never exist alone. You never exist alone. If you really acknowledge your presence, it means to acknowledge presence of all living beings. Because you live in the whole world. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it, it is a true reality. So you should live with all living beings. So that's why it says that is the meaning of the whole world, okay? Within the whole world in the ten directions. Simply speaking, when you use the whole world in the ten directions, is expression of the full function of the universe, not idealistically. If you use the whole world in the ten directions, it implies functioning aspect of all living beings. Interfusing and interconnectedly, interpenetratedly, constantly. This is called whole world, we say. Okay? So, very naturally, we are able to transmit the truth correctly means to taste that full functioning aspect of all living beings in the world, interconnectedly, interpenetratedly. This is a Buddhist ecology, anyway. Buddhist ecology. So that within that realm of the full functioning of all living beings, interconnectedly, interpenetratedly, you have to build up your everyday life and transmit how sublime your life is to next generation. Not transmit the idea, philosophical idea or psychological idea to it is transmit to next life. No. usually we always understand the truth standing off as human beings, you know. And then we can understand the truth. But we don't know how to take care of everyday life standing in the whole universe. Even though we use the whole universe and the truth, we don't know how. You know, the Dogen Zenji mentions about Zazen, everyone knows cow is moving. Okay? Cow is moving, but no one knows how to take care of, how to hit to the car. In other words, all sentient beings are fully functioning, interconnectedly, interpenetratedly. We know very much, but we don't know how to hit ourselves, you know, to fit into that situation and live with it, within it. We don't know. If you start to do it, you're confused. So that's why our practice is very important, okay? So that's why since we live in the Dharma and die in the Dharma, we are able to transmit the Dharma correctly within the whole world in the ten directions to listen to it, life after life. That's why you can listen to the Dharma life after life without creating rigidness or irritating the attitude. Irritation is created by your greedy attitude toward human life, to get something overnight. Do you understand? If you, for instance, overnight means a ten years, and you practice Zazen, and then you want to get something. Otherwise, you don't want to practice it. So always there is some purpose there in front of you. Okay? Go there, and then you have to go, reach there. But a goal is always goal, always disappears when you reach it. And then the goal is far in front of you again. And then you try to catch up with it and then grasp it. Gold is gone. That makes a scientist to make every possible effort to investigate the truth eternally. Painters become this, that makes painters become famous in a sense, in a good sense. But in a bad sense, it's confused. It's confused, very much disappointed. Because on and on you have to do it. Okay? So, to listen to life after life and to practice it with each single body. Each single body means the each single body when you have life after life. Whenever you are born, this life or next life, with anyway each single body, you should practice it. The fourth point is, since life after life is made to manifest as the Dharma in the immediate present, and each single body is made as the Dharma. Because we live in the Dharma, We live in the Dharma means not Dharma you can see in terms of your viewpoint. Your life is supported by the Dharma, so Dharma makes your life alive, okay, in a sense, in a broad sense. So that is called, we live in the Dharma, we die in the Dharma. So that's why no excuse. When you die, everyone dies. No excuse. When you have to live, there is no excuse, you have to live. Because your life is present in the Dharma, which is big flow activity there, constantly. So, life after life means to make your life manifest as Dharma. In other words, you should make your life, you should mold, mold your life into the Dharma, instead of watching the Dharma and asking what it is, or asking the reason why you have to learn the Dharma. Okay? Anyway, you should mold your life into the Dharma. That is to make your life as the Dharma. When? Right now, right here, in the immediate present. Okay? And each single body is made as the Dharma. At that time, body becomes Dharma. Simultaneously, your mind becomes Dharma. And at that time, a single dust and the Dharma world all are taken up and manifest the Dharma. Okay? So, each single dust. When you really throw yourself away into immediate present with deepest appreciation to the Buddha, to the whole universe. How? The form of Ba. Complete form of Ba, okay? At that time, each single dust and the whole world is manifested. And realization of the truth is present with you. In other words, to bow is completely you accept whole universe before you think or after you think, beyond this one. Anywhere you can accept. In other words, if you bow to the Buddha now, if I bow to the Buddha now, okay, before I bow, I must be Buddha. Otherwise, I cannot bow. If I am not Buddha, I always asking, who are you? I have to ask, who are you? And also I have to ask him why I have to bow. And then constantly discussing between I and Buddha. Constantly. And then finally I forget how to bow. That is a discussion.
Discussion.
Do you understand? This is always we do. Finally we forget. Practice. Right now, right here. We don't know. Finally you are completely go away from the real reality, true reality, where you have to make your life alive in the immediate present, so-called emergency case. You forget it. Because in the emergency case, always you are asking, who are you, what we should do, always asking the reason why you have to behave like this, constantly. And then, you are confused because a sick person died. So this is a human suffering always happens. Finally, the Dogen Zenji mentions that the single dust and the Dharma world are taken up and manifest the Dharma. At that time, naturally, you can deepen your life, But in a sense, I think there is a big question. See, if you do that, if you do this practice, most of the people believe that we are afraid to become blind. Your fear of becoming blind is already idea coming from self-protection. Don't you think so? You are not openness. If you are completely open yourself, you can offer. You can offer your life to universe. For instance, if you want to really learn the art, okay, whatever kind of art, you really want to become artist, you completely offer your life to the art. Don't you think so? How much you offer your life? Instead of being involved in the usual satisfying your usual desires, many desires. Always you put aside many desires and then you have to throw yourself into the art. Otherwise you cannot master art. So that is naturally you can do this. But we are afraid to practice this way because we have been tamed, educated for a long, long time to see the world, to see the self egoistically, objectively, or in terms of a self-education, self-consciousness, always. That's why it's very difficult to break up this wall. I think in the Buddhism, even though you practice this one, I don't think you become blind. No. I think this is the best way to break the big wall of the self-consciousness and to rebuild wonderful self-consciousness, the world of self-consciousness. But people have never experienced this one. That's why Buddhas and ancestors constantly mention about this, but most people are afraid to do this. So, that's why you have to practice anyway. If you don't want, that's fine. But if you want to know something, if you want to know how to deepen your life, helping all living beings, I think we should practice this way. Okay. So that's why in the verse we say, bower and what is bowed are empty by nature. Because coexistence place, the bower and what is bowed are speaking each other, shaking hand each other, walking hand in hand in peace and harmony. Trees, birds, all sentient beings, anyway, can live in peace. You can transform your life into the bird's life. That's why St. Francis can speak with a bird. Freely, his spirit is, his mind, heart is freedom. Freedom of talking with a bird. Transforming his spirit into the bird's life and tree's bird life. That's where he can speak. Where should you be? That place is called coexistent place, or Dharma, technically, we say. Or plainly speaking, it is called the truth. So in that place, all sentient beings pass through themselves to freedom, always. That is a total manifestation of all living beings, right? We call emancipation, liberations. So originally, essentially, everything is freedom, liberated already. That's what we can check in. And the bodies of oneself and another are not two. That's why you and I are not two. I bow with all living beings to attain liberation. Okay? To attain liberation, already we are liberated. So we attain liberation means we should build up everyday life in the realm of liberation, okay? But we are liberated means already we build up liberation standing in the everyday life. This is a teaching. Buddha says we are Buddha, okay? So we are Buddha means understanding the truth. We are Buddha is, you know, building up the truth standing in the everyday life. Okay? That is called awareness or realization. But next, you have to attain liberation means you have to build up this liberation, this truth, we are Buddha, standing in the everyday life. That is you have to build up everydayness standing in the truth. Okay? That is quite difficult for us. That's why we say, I bow with all living beings to attain liberation, to emanate the unsurpassed mind. That is really unsurpassed mind. It requires you to attain liberation. Requires you to have unsurpassed mind. Unsurpassed mind means to decide to have resolve, okay? To have a resolve of carrying the practice life after life. That is unsurpassed mind, unsurpassed heart and mind. And then that is simultaneously to return to the boundless truth. Okay? So that is our vow, V-O-W, and simultaneously it is vow as concrete aspect of manifesting the basic human vow, V-O-W, okay? How to have vow, original vow, you can have the vow by means of expressing yourself as practice of vow, V-O-W, okay? So, that's why we have for this the bowing verse, and also simply we always chant accepting the real opportunity with the deepest respect through countless lives in an immensely long span of time. When you bow to the Buddha, you can chant this. That time, your vow becomes extending into whole world, past, present, future. Not only the trying to get something from the vow, which usually make your life irritate. So constantly we should vow like this. I don't know how long, okay? Forever. Life after life. Okay. Do you have some questions?
You said it's very difficult for us. You also said it's confusing for us to try to build up daily life within the truth. I don't know exactly how to say it. Sometimes it's hard to see that we're doing anything. You know, it seems like we have idealistic, metaphysical bullshit explanation, but we're not really doing anything.
We are not doing anything?
I'm sitting zazen, and I'm looking at a wall, and I'm seeing Robert. You know, and this is supposed to be manifesting the truth, but it doesn't seem to be anything different than anything anyone else is doing.
Then what? What is the question?
Well, I don't know. Is that is there a difference?
Quite different. But if you, the moment when you poke it into you who is sitting zazen facing a wall, immediately it is same, nothing. Nothing. Because sitting the zazen facing the wall, what does it mean? Everyone does. And also, if you look at yourself, who are Karagi, who is Karagi? Karagi has never been changed. You know, same Karagi is sitting yesterday and today's same Karagi. That is always because we are always praying with our conscious world. Okay? But before this, when you sit down exactly, facing a wall, wall means total manifestation of the whole world based on the emptiness, nothing there. So you have to face directly the emptiness and sit down and settle down yourself in yourself. Exactly. That is simultaneously you are. That is simultaneously you are present in the true reality where all sentient beings live in peace and harmony. But it's very difficult to know because consciousness is always greedy to know it. But a real world, true world, true reality is the world before your consciousness becomes greedy. Before the movement of your consciousness, okay? Before your movement of your consciousness, what is a world? In other words, I say Karagiri, okay? Before I say Karagiri, who is Karagiri? I don't know who I am. But it's very difficult to say, to know who Karagiri is before I say Karagiri. Before I put the name on it, that's why temporarily I should put the name on it, because if I don't, I make you confused. All words mixed up. So that's why temporarily I have to put the name on me. So Karagiri. But basically, who is really Karagiri? Where is Karagiri? And what is the circumstances where Karagiri is located in? All the same. Before you think it. Before the movement of your consciousness. This is called truth itself. Sitting down is exactly to settle yourself in the self right there. That is where it is. That is in the immediate present. If I use a word, immediate present. So we are always looking at the ourselves and the circumstances, our doings, always in terms of conscious world. That's why we constantly discuss. The final discussion is endless. That's why you are disappointed. No conclusion there. But before you think, or after you think, whole world is whole world as it is, exactly. That is the sitting zazen. Is there any argument?
You talked about the fear of being blind.
Fear?
The fear of being blind.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we don't jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can you say some more about that?
Because we love ourselves so much, you know, instead of loving somebody else.
How is that? What did you mean by how you used the word blind? The fear of being blind.
Blind means we have always there is a certain sense of self protection. Who is very clear, who is present clearly, reasonably, as it really is. Separate from others, I am I, A is not B, you know. That's why A is A, we can say. We want to say this one, okay? But according to Eastern way of logic, we say A is not A. Therefore, A is A, and B, C, D, E, F, G. That's a little difficult to accept it. In a Western usual sense, we say A is not B. That is our conscious world. Therefore, A is A. Okay? that we have been educated in that way for many years. That's why we are afraid to become blind. If you ignore that logic,
then you feel like you're blind.
Yeah, that's what we believe. We feel we are blind.
So it seems like you were saying that consciousness to jump in. Okay, that consciousness, that AB consciousness, in some way needs to be. This is kind of a strong word, but destroyed. Okay, destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you jump in, that you have to rebuild self-consciousness on some other basis.
Yes.
Can you just talk some more about that? Say some more about it.
Well, that's why I think in order to rebuild, reform and rebuild, reestablish your life, I think we should, we should have some information, the information of how, what to do, how to do, what to do, okay? To the minimum. This is a teaching. Instead of to the minimum, not so much, If you have so much information, it seems to be wonderful, but still confusion there. Because, for instance, in the modern civilization, modern world is just like the world of information. Okay? By which world is managed. Okay. So instead of producing something do you understand that one? Lots of information immediately from the whole world. That is called the world of information. All right?
Okay.
So it seems to be wonderful because you can know many things simultaneously and also you can produce something anyway. Based on the basis of those informations. But still question is, who take care of that information? This guy. So question is still here. So human beings, if you don't know how to take care of this guy as a subject, who is taking care of information, enormous information, still confuses. You cannot complete depends on information. Okay? In other words, you cannot depend on completely computer. Computer is computer. You made. Okay? So that's why I say you should have information to the minimum. That's what I say. To the minimum means it's different quality, contents of the minimum, okay? But anyway, I said, generally, you should have the information, how to do it, what to do to the minimum. For instance, how to take care of TV. You should know. You should know the information how to take care of TV if you want to know, if you want to see. If you want to operate TV, okay? So I think this is a teaching. But finally, what you have to do is go beyond those teaching. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question about the verses. Strictly speaking, would you always do the verse whenever you bow?
I bow, yes, I do. And also I bow, I chant by myself, accepting the rare opportunity with the deepest appreciation through the countless lives in an immensely spans, long spans of time. I vow to, after chanting the verse.
And did you give us two verses, one that was longer and one that was shorter?
It doesn't matter, don't worry.
But you did give us two verses. Yeah.
Because that last one, you know, accepting the real opportunity, etc., is the manifest the more, you know, the spirit of the vow simply. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? But it doesn't mean you should, you shouldn't use the, I don't mean you shouldn't use the other long verse, okay?
And like, for example, we have a verse for lighting incense.
Mm-hmm.
But you also bow at that time, so you might do both of them or not? Or am I being terribly scrupulous?
Yes. Yes. sometimes I forget. Chanting this verse because I just chanting the verse of offering incense and then a bow with wholeheartedness. Forget, I forgot. You know, that's fine, right? But when you notice, if you want to chant this verse, you can do it. But if it doesn't come up, that's fine. You just bow.